Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Growing Up. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
He said, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a what? What does that mean? Complete. One who has come, you know, lacking nothing for completeness that is brought to the ultimate end. You might say your full potential. Full development. To a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. How would you know that you've reached the fullness, the completion? What are we measuring ourselves by? Jesus, the Christ. He is the perfect example of a mature one, a complete one. And don't think you can't be like Him. You're commanded to be like Him. The Bible said the servant, you know, is not above his master, but everyone that is perfected, completed, will be as his master. Can you operate like him? Can you think like him? Can you pray like him? Can you be led like him? Can you have faith like him? Most of the church does not believe that. They don't. They go, well, Brother Keith, that's Jesus. And I mean, he's perfect. What does perfect mean? Why did God give us the ministry gifts? So we could be perfect. Flawless? No. Complete. Mature. Fully developed. Until we come to the full measure of the full stature and development of the Anointed One. Do you believe that can happen for you? For all of us? We believe it. He said that we henceforth be no more children. So it's obvious he's talking about growing up. No more children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness whereby they lie in wait to deceive. One of the most tormenting things in this life is not knowing. Have you seen it? Not knowing. Well, is that right or is it not right? Is that the way to go or is it not? Is this the Lord's way or what? Do I do it? That's one of the most tormenting, vexing things in this life. It's a sign that people are spiritual children. Do you see this? It's a sign. Why? Because they're tossed to and fro, here and yon. They believe this today, next week believe something else. And they're carried about with every, whichever way the wind is blowing, whichever new thing, whichever hot new doctrine is going. Don't have to have scripture for it. Just go, wow, this is what's hot right now. And carried about. Men that are trying to manipulate and try to deceive and just trying to make money off of you and trying to do every other thing. Children are easily duped. Don't you want to grow up so that you're not easily duped? Don't you want to grow up so that you're not wondering all the time, is this right? Is this the way? Is this God? Is this me? No, you know. You're sure. You have a knowing. Glory to God. Grow up, he said. Verse 15, now here it is. But, be no longer children, no more children. Verse 15, but, speaking the truth in love, may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ. Can we grow up? In all, now if you look this up, this means all areas. In all things means in every area. Can you grow up in every area? emotionally, spiritually, mentally? Can you grow up intellectually, being led by the Spirit, in love, in peace and joy and the fruit of the Spirit, in understanding, in wisdom? Can you grow up in Him spiritually, in all things? Now, I don't know that we've realized what He just gave us here, but He gave us how to do it. Did you see it? Of all the things that He could have said, He mentions two things that apparently are the two most important areas and keys to growing up. What are they? How are we going to grow up? Say it out loud. Read it out loud. How are we going to grow up? Speaking the truth in love may grow up. How can you grow up every day? Now you'll find when He says speaking is attached to your spirit. And when you speak something that you believe, it's a lot more than just talk. It affects every part of your life and your doing. Say it out loud. Speaking the truth in love may grow up into Him in all things. Speaking the truth in love. Go with me to 1 Peter 2, please. 1 Peter 2. Without going any further, do you know how to grow up? How do you grow up? Now, there's a lot that we have yet to learn about that and what that means and how it's applied. But are you excited today that you know how to grow up? What I can do to initiate and perpetuate growth. Amen. What can you do?
Speak the truth in love.
Somebody say truth.
Love.
Truth. And love. Say it again. Close your eyes. Truth. And love. One more time. Truth.
And love.
And love. If you're going to grow up, you have to be involved in these every day. Truth and love. What's the opposite of truth?
Lies.
What's the opposite of love?
Hate.
Selfishness. Really, might be a better word. And that hate is about selfishness. 1 Peter, are you there? The second chapter, talking about Jesus. Is He the standard by which all true spiritual growth should be measured? Is He? Is He the perfect example of the perfect spiritual man, which means the complete one, the fully developed one? He is. Listen to this. 1 Peter 2 and 21. Even hereunto were you called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that you should follow His steps. Should we endeavor, you know, I had a person tell me one time, well, you just try and act just like Jesus. They said it with disdain. You try and act just like Jesus. I said, I thought that was the idea. Is it? Is it the idea? When you say, I'm a Christian, I'm a disciple of the Christ, what does that mean? I'm endeavoring to be just like Him, to think like Him and talk like Him, act like Him and respond like Him. He's my master. He's my hero. When I grow up, not I want to be. When I grow up, I will be just like Him. We're like Him now, just not as fully developed. You see some little babies born. He's 2 days old. Somebody says, he looks just like his daddy. Well, yes and no. Right? You can see the characteristics, But he doesn't look just like his daddy, and he won't until he gets to about that age.
Amen.
Do you understand that?
Yes,
so we are made like the Master in an immature form. But we can grow up. I said we can grow up until we are just like him. Just like him. Now notice this. He left us an example that we should follow his steps. Now notice this, verse 22. Here's the two things that it mentioned about his example. Who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth. Is he our example? Listen, it said, let me give you some other translations. It said, Jesus, he was guilty of no sin, neither was deceit ever found on his lips. The New Living says, he never sinned and he never deceived anyone. The English says, he committed no sin and no one ever heard a lie come from his lips. He never told a lie. He never deceived anybody. This is obviously one of the chief characteristics of a mature one, a complete one in God. Speaking the what?
Truth.
The truth. Speaking the truth in love. We were right there in Ephesians. Turn back to the fourth chapter again. And why don't you find Proverbs 6 while you're turning? Let's get two places. Ephesians 4, where we just were, and then we're headed back to Proverbs 6. Here, he had said, speaking the truth in love may grow up into him. Look down in verse 20. Have to watch back it up. It's all good. You wind up in Genesis. It's good. Ephesians 4:20 says, but you have not so learned Christ, if so be that you have heard him and have been taught by him, as the truth is in Jesus. He is truth, isn't he? He is the way, the truth, and the life, and the light.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, Grown Up, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615, or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1603I. That's R1603I. And the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.